Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for his 11th strikeout. There it is! A dirty dozen for Schlittler as Gonzalez is gone.
Courtesy of ESPN, last night it was Cam Schlittler's world with 12 strikeouts. Don't talk about my mama. Don't you talk about my mama.
What you say about my mama?
That's what happened yesterday. Boston being the fans that they are. I'm not going to get too personal because I know some Boston fans that I like. But they went after the dude's mama. And all Cam did was commence to whipping their asses, going 8 innings, giving up no runs, 5 hits, 12 strikeouts, no walks. He took that bat, turned it sideways, and shoved it right up there behind. That's what he did last night. And I told you guys before, you can hate on me all you want. There is no team in professional or major college sports that I hate more than the Boston Red Sox. Any sport. And you all know how much I hate Clemson. All dirt roads lead there. But I don't hate a team more than I hate the Boston Red Sox. So
I'm in that same boat.
I'm with you, man.
I was cheering for the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's funny. I don't.
See, we're a little different because I wasn't cheering for the Yankees to win. I was cheering for the Red Sox to lose.
Okay, there you go. You know what? We're not different.
Okay.
We're not different because
you just said it differently.
It hurt me that they won, but it would have hurt me more that they lost to Boston.
I pretended like the other guys weren't even on like an official team. They were just wearing white shirts and playing. Yeah, screw your pinstripes.
I started admiring Cam Schlittler. You know what I mean? Because he was on one last night, man. So, Boston, you're gone. This Padres. You know what the great thing about the Padres organization is, Brass? They sell out to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the time they won it all?
No.
Okay.
And this is, again, when you go, I'm not glad that this happened, but for all the people that go, hey, they won at the trade deadline because they added all these pieces. What did it cost? I feel like Thanos here. Everything. It's like, that's what it costs. I mean, it's insane to me that people want to say, because you traded away all your prospects to try to get something now, that was a smart move. It's only smart when it works out because now you're looking up going, well, hell, we don't have anybody in our farm system, and it's going to take another 3 years to kind of get that thing built back up. And that includes drafting well and developing.
Yeah. Not smart at all, guys.
Thank you for Boston. We're going to see that kid in a year or two.
Who?
The kid Boston we got from there.
Yeah.
That 6'7" tall glass of water that's just throwing downhill.
Yeah.
Gas.
And the Guardians, well, let's put it this way. The Tigers with a historic meltdown. Needed game number 162 to make sure they got in the playoffs. And what did they do? They eliminated the team that caused the meltdown for the ball. Well, benefited from the meltdown. So Guardian is gone, Tigers on.
So I guess with that series, I had the Tigers there. It is funny that you have a 15.5 game lead. You lose it. You could have easily been the one seed in baseball, too, and not even had to play this series. But then they get in a 3-game set in your home city, and then they beat you. So all that running back, we're in these playoffs, and then it sucks. It just ends that way.
Remember I said to you guys, you know the best way to eliminate a historic meltdown? To have that dude pitching in game one.
Yeah.
Have that dude pitching, have Derek Skubal pitching game one and say, okay, fellas, woosa.
Oh, so I like this, Rob. They have all four games going off on Saturday.
Six games, though. Oh, is it? No, you're right.
Yeah,
four. You're four.
Yeah, so again, and the weird thing about this is we have the Phillies and the Dodgers. That's outside. I just want to tell everybody it's going to be 50 degrees in Philly tomorrow.
50.
And it's Christopher Sanchez versus Shohei Ohtani. I don't know what I'm going to be on yet, but take the under. I'm going to be on that. So the other three games are all starting off in domes. Mariners, Brewers, Blue Jays. Oh. So no weather issues, at least for the first two games.
Anybody else surprised the Blue Jays were the number one overall seed?
Well, yes.
I think it had more to do with the Tigers' collapse and the Blue Jays' success because the Yankees almost caught the Jays.
They have the same record in the year. Yeah.
What's more surprising is that the number one seed in the American League only has 94 wins, eh?
Yeah, true.
That's more surprising than anything.
I feel like I didn't pay attention to them most of the season. I'm like, how the hell did they have the number one seed? I mean, I expected the Brewers because they were just lighting on fire.
They have the number one seed, but I have the Yankees beating them.
Me too. Yep.
I don't know yet.
I think pitching.
Gonna beat their ass.
I think pitching.
Well, the Blue Jays get to set up their rotation, though. So we started on Tuesday. That means Max Fried, are they going to pitch him on short rest tomorrow?
I wouldn't
do that. I would try to. Who else do they have there? Luis Gil?
Gil
in a bullpen game. Gil gets in any sort of trouble, yank his ass.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw. If you watch this in the postseason, Yu Darvish gets in a little bit of trouble. He's got the bases loaded. Nope.
Get him out of there.
The pitcher for the Guardians went three innings. He's like, you got two guys on base. We'll see your ass later, man. Go sit down. Like because you can't play around at this point.
These are some great matchups. These are some outstanding matchups, man. I mean, Cubs, Brewers, that's going to be a bloodbath. You got your former manager over to Chicago. I mean, he left you because he thought it was a better situation. He hadn't won the division yet, but they did get to the postseason. Yankees, Blue Jays, you know what that's going to be. Dodgers, Phillies, those are the two, in my opinion, the best two teams in baseball.
I want to see Mariners, Tigers.
Mariners, Tigers, yeah, me too.
For me, the Mariners have it all. They just don't hit with runners in scoring position. They have a lot of power. And the fact that they could be playing a ton of games in domes, it means the weather's not going to factor in, that cold weather. Mm-hmm. I think the Mariners are in a great spot to make a run. And you said something the other day that you had them in the World Series, and I went, I didn't even consider them really because they do this all the time. They're that team that gets in and they just lose.
I got them in the World Series. I had you kind of made me back up a little bit because I said Mariners and Brewers, and you asked me, does the Brewers have enough pitching? And I looked again. I thought, yeah, no, they don't have as much pitching
because
as the
Jacob Mizorowski, who went to the All-Star game, is not throwing good. As many innings now.
He's not good now either.
Yeah.
And I thought, they don't have their pitching is not as good as the Dodgers or the Phillies.
They have the kid Patrick, who's okay. They have
Peralta, who's going in game one.
Freddie Peralta's their best pitcher. Yeah, he's going to go in game one. You pitch him at home, he's lights out.
What is this he's wearing? What in the world is that?
I think it's a Two-Face. He's in the next Batman
Matt
movie.
Matt Jones is wearing a red and black.
It's split down the middle. Half of it's red and the other half is black, right? Is that what it was?
In the words of 8-year-old Stephanie Long, he looks like nobody love him.
I'm trying.
Because if they did, they wouldn't let him walk out like that.
By the way, the other pitcher the Brewers have that I think is going to be really good is Quinn Priester. He's just young. Okay, he's just young.
Yeah, but you kind of shook my prediction on them a little bit. I don't know if the pitching can carry through.
And you know why Milwaukee's interesting is because they can beat you with the long ball, but it's typically not how they do it. They single and double you to death, and they steal a ton of bases.
So now I'm going, the winner of the Dodgers-Phillies series goes to the World Series. That's so boring, but it is. It's not a boring series, but it's a boring prediction. Let's go to Lenny in Pikesville, who has a bone to pick with you, Jeremy.
What's up, Lenny?
Good morning to the good, bad, and the ugly. Jeremy, I just want to pick a bone with you. You let me down last night, man. You told me New Mexico was going to lay an egg.
Yep.
You laid an egg.
I went 8-2 last night, and you picked the one that I got wrong, right? That's the one? That's the one? I mean, I literally said here on the show, and I get it, Sam Houston State got annihilated. They look like trash. New Mexico and New Mexico State aren't good. But yeah, that was one of my losses last night. The other loss was a prop play. I had Puka Nacua over yards.
Mm-hmm.
I went 3-1 in the prop plays I gave out yesterday. Puka had 10 catches for 85 yards and a touchdown.
I didn't do any NFL last night. I didn't do anything. I might do some over the weekend, but I didn't do anything last night.
I called that NFL game to a T. I was all over the over. Everybody's telling you to hammer the under because it's Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Even though Kyle Shanahan, he gets guys open. He scores points against Sean McVay. And again, the way to beat this Rams defense is throwing the football. They're weak on the outside. But going back to it, last night I killed it. I called all, like, Kendrick Bourne, take his over. Mm-hmm. He had 10 catches.
We got Mike Preston joins us at 8:30. Speaking of picks, we're going to make out week five NFL picks up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the Fan. Week five picks in the National Football League as we get started right now. We all chose the Rams last night. We were wrong, so that's 0-1 to start the week. So let's go to Minnesota. Jeremy Kahn, Minnesota versus Cleveland. Who you got there for 9 o'clock game?
I don't know. These Vikings haven't seen a rookie quarterback before. They don't know what Dylan Gabriel's going to.
They don't know
what
he's going to fastball, change up, slaughter. They all come from the same motion.
I think if Cleveland wins this game, it means their defense plays out of their mind, and Carson Wentz makes a few mistakes.
Yeah.
I just think Brian Flores is going to frustrate the absolute hell out of Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to look so bad that everybody's calling for Shador Sanders on Monday. So I'm taking the Vikings.
I'm going Vikings all the way across the pond. I think they take care of business largely because of what you said, the defensive game, ugly game, but defensive game as well. Ed.
I'm going Minnesota for a completely different reason. They played in Ireland last week. They play in England this week. They didn't have to travel.
Ooh, that's a great point.
That's a big deal. So I'm going with the Vikings.
Miami at Carolina. Ed.
This is the battle of the inept. I'm going to go with the Panthers here.
Oh, I like that. I hope you're right. I don't think you are. I'm going Miami over Carolina.
What did the Pink Panther say when he saw a dead ant?
Dead ant.
The Panthers. I mean, look, Miami's coming off of a Monday night game. They went on the road, Monday night, or I'm sorry, at home on Monday, go on the road on a short week to face this Carolina Panthers team, which the Panthers are coming off of a bye, I believe.
I thought they lost last week.
Did they? Who did they lose to?
Did they get shut out last week?
I thought
They shut out the Falcons. Patriots beat them? Is that who it was? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point being is that with Carolina.
Yes, the Patriots did beat them.
Okay, so they weren't coming off a bye. Maybe they're going into the bye. Carolina, I think, is better at home. I don't think they'll have issues with this Miami defense. Miami just lost Tyreek Hill, so that means the others have to step up. We'll see what that looks like. But give me the Panthers.
Las Vegas at Indianapolis, Jeremy.
Colts, keep it moving.
I'm going Colts in this one as well.
So am I.
All right. Giants at New Orleans. Keep it moving on this one again, Ed.
I'm going Giants here.
I'm going Giants too.
No, negative, Ghost Rider. Here was the stat that I messed up yesterday. The Saints have not had the ball with the lead. So anytime they've scored to take a lead, they've given it up right away.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't had the ball with the lead at all this year, and they're favored in this game. Give me the Saints minus 1.5.
Give me.
By the way, rookie quarterback on the road. First road start for him.
Dallas at Jets, Jeremy.
This is the toughest one on the board, and I'm taking the Jets. I feel indifferent about this the more and more I looked into it. Give me the home dog. They need to win at some point.
I'm going J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm going Jets all the way in this one.
So I'm surprised, but I'm going Jets too. I mean,
well, Rashawn just told me his lock is the Cowboys this week.
Because when you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. From your first cigarette to your last dying day. Denver at Philly, Ed.
What the hell just happened?
You don't know what that is?
What is that?
That's West Side Story.
You guys would assume I like the West Side Story. No, you can have your Sharks and Jets.
And Natalie Wood.
Get out of here.
And a young Rita Moreno.
Philistine. Rita Moreno.
Jesus.
Yeah, you love it when guys just start singing when they're about
the
fight.
Crap you watch.
Oh, we're snapping our fingers. Are you guys afraid yet? How we're coming. Yeah. Stomp the Yard was more aggressive.
Wow. And Denver at Philly.
I don't like him anymore.
He's uncultured.
I'd rather hear the East Side Story. This one sucks.
Dirty, unwashed. I'm going with the Eagles here. I mean, I think they're going to lose a game. This may be the one, but I still think they're tough and they're at home. So
going to Philadelphia as well. I think they take care of business.
Yeah, I have the feeling Denver covers, Philly wins.
All right. Tennessee at Arizona. Jeremy.
I mean, I think this is another keep it moving.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, the problem is Arizona's done this before where they've lost to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. This is one of the more popular survivor pool bets, but I'm on Arizona.
I'm on Arizona all the way. Arizona, I'm telling you, I think they win the NFC West. Ed.
Tennessee's terrible. I'm going with the Cardinals.
Tampa at Seattle, Ed.
This is a tough game. It's a tough game. Tampa's traveling. You can't go any further. The only Miami's further away from Seattle than Tampa. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. They have this game as, what is it, 2 point, 2.5?
3.5.
3.5. So basically it's a pick 'em game. I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs to lose. Seattle wins this one. I think the travel does get to them. I think Seattle's a really good football team
as well.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Rob was just talking about the winner of the NFC West, so it's in this game. Seattle's going to win the West. Seattle has one of the best units in all of football. It's their defense.
The defense is great.
The sad news for the Bucs is I don't know when Mike Evans is coming back. Bucky Irving was in a boot all week long.
And is he in a boot?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I mean, their backup running back is good. Mm-hmm. I feel like he can, but Bucky, to me, looks special.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be an issue. So if they win, it's going to have to be Baker doing a lot.
Detroit at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be like 40-12.
Detroit. All right, Ed, Washington at Chargers.
This is a tough one.
Is Daniels back?
I like when Ed says this is a tough one before we know who he's going to pick.
Is Daniels back?
You take the Chargers?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are.
What I'm saying is, I know what, like, when we get to your teams, it's like, this is a tough one. And I'm looking at them like, you're taking the Bucs, aren't you? You're taking the Chargers, aren't you?
I'm taking the Chargers in this one, too, Jeremy.
I think the wrong team's favored. Washington wins.
I think Washington wins. All right, final one for this week. We'll do Monday night on Monday. New England at Buffalo.
I'll keep moving.
Okay. All right, and the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Houston Texans. Jeremy, what's your score again?
27-16 Ravens.
I'm 24-20 Houston. Ed?
27-24 Ravens.
Let's get the biggest.
I say with no confidence whatsoever.
Let's get the biggest score prediction of the week. Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio? Antonio?
Antonio. Uh-oh.
Antonio.
Good morning.
There he is.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
That's right, sir. Gotta get PYT next.
My score prediction is 30-10 Ravens. Go Ravens, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend as well. Thank you very much, my friend. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 8:45. But on the other side, Mike Preston joins us up next on the Fan. 8:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's your dance you got from the concert?
Yeah, man. I'm doing it all the time now. Just got to get those hands in and out. Yeah.
Is that a workout or a dance?
I'm sweating.
Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is Mike Preston. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Mike was dancing, too. I hope you got two hands on the wheel.
Man, let me tell you something. I've been dancing all week long. You know what I mean? I'm a hee-hee kind of guy. What's up? What's up, fellas?
Mike, Baltimore Ravens taking on the Houston Texans on Sunday. But this is not the Baltimore Ravens team that we all expected to see going into Week 5, is it?
No. They're quite banged up. Got a lot of guys who probably missed the game. And we'll see what happens. You know, the Texans can play defense. They're very good. They're number one, I think, what, in defense allowed, points allowed, like 12.8,
yep.
And they got Hunter and Will Anderson and defensive ends. They've combined for like 7 sacks, so they can get after people. It's just that their offense is horrendous. But with all these injuries, that's the great neutralizer in this game.
Mike, how do you think our tackles in particular are going to fare Sunday? You got Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, two really, I think, really outstanding pass rushers against tackles that haven't done a great job this year, and now it looks like, I don't know if Ronnie's in or out.
Yeah, that's going to be a tipping point in this game, how well they do. And if I were the Ravens, I'd just come out and pound the football with Derrick Henry. I'd play Keaton Mitchell, which I wrote earlier in the week, because that makes them stretch out. You got to cover the entire field when he's in the game, just on speed alone. And even Huntley, I'd put him in a couple plays at quarterback just to give them something to think about with the option and running outside so they don't just crowd the box and take away that game. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not smarter than Mr. Monken, their offensive coordinator, so we'll see what happens. But that's what I would do. I would play it that way.
What do you think? I mean, look, a lot of injuries, but upsetting to see the Kyle Hamilton injury yesterday. I mean, obviously, Lamar would be the biggest injury to have, but if Kyle Hamilton can't play, that's a huge, huge loss for the defense.
Yeah, that's a major thing. And they have been playing him up a little bit near the line of scrimmage lately. And he's one of the best tacklers, and he might be the best tackler on defense. Well, their tackling on defense has been atrocious.
Awful.
So he is the best tackler on defense. But without him, that's a major deficit. And can they make it up? I don't know. I guess Starks has to play a great game, and their tackling has to be a lot better than it has been in the previous 4 games.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, the Ravens have not ran the football a lot, especially to Derrick Henry. That has to be a focal point on Sunday. Do you think this is one of those games? Derrick Henry, by the way, last year, in terms of getting 20 or 25 touches or more, he did it in carries twice. Only twice did he have 25 or more carries. In total touches of 25, he only did that 4 times total. So do you think this is one of those games?
Not an indictment of Derrick Henry. It's an indictment of their offensive line. Haven't played very well. I mean, both of their guards, Filele, Voorhees, Roger Rosengarten, second year right tackle, hasn't played well. So if I was a team and I was playing defense against the Ravens, I would stack the box. Yeah, and I would pressure and get after Lamar. That's the way you beat him, and that's definitely been the way they've beaten him in the first 4 games where they're 1-3. So regardless of if Derrick Henry can run or can't run, the question comes back to their offensive line. And, Rob, I've said this 8 million times, and you know how I feel. If you can't control the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively, you don't win football games. And they haven't been able to do that, and that's why they're 1-3.
And Mike, you mentioned the defense, and I agree with you. They're only 12.8 points a game. They're tough, good pass rush. However, the Titans, I think, are the worst team in the league right now. That game that game last week, all Houston could muster against them were two field goals until the fourth quarter. So as lopsided as it was 6-0 going into the fourth. That was it. And then they scored 20. Do you think the Texans are just vastly overrated, even though they're a 1-3 team, they're not even that good?
Well, Ed, that's why I'm picking the Ravens to win 24-21, and I'm giving my prediction early. All right? Because they have no offense.
Yeah.
They can't get it done. And if you can't beat the Titans, you're struggling. And they struggled in that game. So that's why the Ravens, regardless of the injuries and so forth, I think the Ravens win 24-21. That's my prediction.
Yeah, and that's – I mean, I'm on that as well. I think these are the type of spots, especially what in against inferior opponents, that I feel like the Ravens always show up in. When you have to win the game and you know you got to win it, they come out. And I think you've been put on notice with what happened last week with not you know, getting Derrick Henry 8 touches. So I'm in the same boat as you. I think the Ravens win this week, Mike.
Me too.
Yeah, and you know something? This is a huge game. This is a big, big game. If they don't win this game, they're really in trouble. But if they can get this one and then get some guys back next week, they can get on course. Because if you look at that second half of their schedule, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. The Jets, Miami, they're not very good football teams. You got Cleveland one more time. Cincinnati doesn't have a quarterback twice. They can win those games. In Pittsburgh, they're not blowing anybody out either. So they get through these first six games, and they're in decent shape. I still think they're going to get to the playoffs. I don't know how far they'll go, but I still think they're going to get there because the NFL is only about 8 to 10 good teams, and the rest of them are really bad.
Mike Breston, we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
I will be there in studio just to harass you, Rob.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, man. See you guys.
I have a good one. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Just want to get my prediction real quick. Mike Preston kind of took my score, so I'm going to go 23-20 Ravens, right? You know, and with Cooper Rush. First career start as a Raven. And did y'all know his first career start with the Cowboys was October 31st, 2021, in the road victory over the Vikings. So, you know.
What did he throw for that day? 130 yards? Or, I mean, how many did he get?
No, I mean, we won. He threw the winning touchdown to Cooper, though.
Yeah.
So, hey. But,
you know, Rashawn, we didn't know that. In the related story, we didn't care.
Mm. Oh, if y'all care, if don't nobody else care. hey, y'all gave us y'all pick for the Jets, right? Yeah. Y'all really think the Jets gonna beat the Cowboys, or y'all just trying to troll me or something like that, man?
I don't troll people. What? I don't troll people, Rashawn. You know better than that.
We focus the whole 4 hours every day on Rashawn.
Oh yeah, but,
that's what we talk about pre-show.
But come on, man, like. I'm glad y'all ain't playing for money when y'all be doing these bets and stuff like that, man. Because like,
how do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that, Rashawn?
Man, what are you talking?
That's true. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You're making it seem like Cowboys. It's a foregone conclusion. They're going to win their first road game.
No, but listen. After that big moral victory they had Sunday night over the Packers,
moral victory.
You know, that was a statement game, though. A statement game right there.
What
honestly,
was the statement?
On prime
time TV. The statement I love was this. We gave up 40.
Yeah, I love this. It was a statement game. So, Rashawn, what was the statement?
They wasn't going to lay down and let the Micah Parsons and the Packers come in there and just beat up on them at home, man. Well, and we was out without CeeDee Lamb. Like, nobody had the Cowboys winning that game. Jeremy allegedly did, whatever, have him covered, whatever. But
yeah, I talked about that last week.
All right, let's put it this way. Let me ask you this, Rashawn. I want you to be completely honest with me. In the history of sports, when has a good team had to make a statement of we're not laying down?
I have to do my research on that.
Okay.
I ain't in front of my computer right now. Y'all got computers. All right. Maybe y'all can tell.
No, because good teams don't have to send that message. You know they're not going to lay down. They send the message, not going to lay down. Joe and Towson, what's up, Joe?
Hey, the Derrick Henry thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think Harbaugh could have actually possibly been holding his runs back because of him fumbling?
Joe, I thought about that because you can't not play him. The only way you can put him in the doghouse is the limited scare. I didn't say it out loud because I didn't know how it would sound, but I've thought that, Joe.
Stop.
Yeah. I've thought that. Yeah. Is this Derrick Henry's version of being in a doghouse?
I've thought that. I understand the thought process. I just can't believe that that would happen with a player of his stature.
Well, why else?
Because of a short period of time.
Okay, but why else?
Inept coaching. Look, this isn't the first time. It's not the first time.
I ain't fighting no more.
Forgot about their running back just said, hey, we're going to throw it.
I'm not fighting anymore. Hey. Tap out. Rick Renner joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, they know we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give it to Boston Red Sox fans. Something they did, I think, is just despicable.
Mess around and find out is what they did.
Yeah.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The Van Shovels next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Time to give out shovels, Ed Norris. Who gets your shovel this morning?
Boston Red Sox fans, if you haven't heard, they found Cam Schlittler's mom on the social media.
Stifler's mom.
Yeah, Stifler's mom.
Was it Stifler's, right?
Stifler's mom. Yeah. And they were like just trolling her, just, you know, getting abusive on social media with his mother. Like, I don't know how much lower you can go than going after someone's mom or their children. Like, you want to go after the athlete. You want to say stupid things, show your ignorance. Go have at it. But you go after their mother? Yeah, well, karma's a bitch, boys. Really a bitch. Schlittler delivered one of the best postseason starts in Yankee history. In the history of the Yankees. They have more postseason appearances than anybody. And that's one of the best there ever was. If you haven't seen the game or didn't watch, 8 shutout innings, 12 strikeouts, no walks. His sinker was clocked at 101. They couldn't touch him yesterday. It was a thing of beauty. A real Schlitt show for the Red Sox.
And again, this is what Ben McDonald was pointing out his last start against the Orioles, that this guy had stuff that could be really, really problematic in the postseason. Oh. And that guy, and that Cam Schlittler showed up last night.
He's thrown over 100 yeah. with a lot of movement. Like it was remarkable. You watch that. That sinker fell off a table at 101 miles an hour. How you hitting that?
Holy Schlitt.
Yeah. Oh. Jeremy Gard, who gets your shovel?
My shovel, it's. I want to talk about this more than I want to give a shovel, but I'm giving a shovel to the comedians that went to the Riyadh. I don't like telling people how they should make money. I'm looking at some of these. So real quick, I'm going to go over the list of guys that went. Let me tell you the ones that turned them down. Ed, you and I are going to see Shane Gillis tonight. He turned them down for he said a significant appearance fee he was offered. Mike Birbiglia, if you know him, a big writer. He does a lot of his one-man shows with his comedy stuff and tells stories. Amazing. He turned him down. Stavi here locally turned him down. But there's a lot of names that decided to go, like Chris Tucker, Andrew Schultz, Andrew Santino, Jeff Ross, Mark Norman, Sam Morrill, Sebastian Maniscalco, Joe Coy went, Jim Jeffries, Gabriel Iglesias. Who else? We had Kevin Hart, Bill Burr, Kevin Louis Hart. C.K., Whitney Cummings, Pete Davidson, Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Carr, Hannibal Buress, Wayne Brady, Aziz Ansari. And again, when you look at some of the stuff that's gone on there, and it's a festival from like September whatever to October 9th, and some of the guys said they got paid even as much as $1.6 million just for the one appearance. Mm-hmm. Tim
I
Dillon,
didn't believe that.
Tim Dillon.
The money they throw around is ridiculous.
Yeah, the right-wing comedian Tim Dillon, he was given, or they were going to give him $675,000 to come over there and perform. Mm-hmm. And then they heard on his podcast he was making fun of Saudi Arabia and their slavery. They still have slavery there. So
that's why I was going to bring this up, why black comedians would go over there, because blacks are treated so poorly over there. Like, I mean, sit in the back of the bus kind of poorly.
I love the fact that David Cross and Mark Maron spoke up and just went after all their friends. I mean, they're friends with these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you do that? But
Could you do that?
It's to each their own and how they're making their money. We went through this with the Live Golf thing, too.
That's horrible. I give, I'm giving some weed smokers the shovel.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I went to the grocery store yesterday after coming from smoking a cigar, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't change my shirt or anything. I just went right into the grocery store. Now, yeah, I smelled like a cigar.
Right.
So this lady was next to me. She's like, oh, my God. Are you smoking cigars?
Did she say something?
Yes. Wait a minute. Meanwhile, remember the guy Pigpen from the Peanuts?
Yeah.
When he walked, there was a cloud of dirt around him. Yeah. When she walked, there was a cloud of weed smoke all around her. She reeked the weed two aisles over. And she's complaining that I smell like cigar smoke.
I would too. You're ruining
my weed
smell.
I looked at her, I'm like, lady, you smell like you just smoked weed. And her response was, I did in my car, but it's not cigar smoke.
Right. Yes. I have heard that from
what?
Somebody. Yes.
What?
Hey.
Dude, I mean, come on, man. Are you serious? She looked me up and down. Oh, did you smoke a cigar? Yes, I did.
Yes.
It smells. Oh, it stinks. Cigars stink. I'm like, lady, you smell like weed. Did you just smoke weed? Yes, in my car. I wanted to punch her. I did. I didn't, but I wanted to. What did you say yesterday? I don't condone it,
but I
understand.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the time? So delivering pizzas, we had this one lady that whatever the change was, you got to keep.
Mm-hmm.
She always ordered a pizza, so it was always like $9.70. So she would give you $10 and tell you to keep the change. I didn't care about not being tipped, but when you walked in her house, she got the nickname Mrs. Kitty Tinkle, because I'm willing to bet you there were dead cats behind her sofa. Her floor, because of cat urine and how bad it smelled in there, was like wavy, like it was moving. Have you ever walked on I'm sure you've walked in a house that's been a cesspool with, you know, how animals have gone to the bathroom there. Yeah. You guys are walking into a house where the floorboard moves.
I was also an exterminator.
Ugh,
I had a cat lady house like that, and I still had a spray. And there were cats on every piece of furniture. She had 100 cats. This is no joke. Everything I sprayed, a cloud of cat fur would shoot in the air when I had the poison gun.
It's crazy. The only reason I bring it up, Rob, is that when she leaves her house, what do you think she smells like?
Cats.
Her house, cat urine. So she can't control it. for somebody to come up to you that smells like weed and say, oh, you smell like cigars.
Yeah.
Ugh, you smell like death. Get out of here.
Oh, man. It was hard. I mean, come on, dude. Let's go to Kai Rice's town. What's up, Kai?
Hi, Kai.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy Purple Friday, man. I got a shovel on the score. My shovel is to the overnight guy. I was coming in yesterday. And he almost had me convinced with all these crazy stats and saying that McCaffrey shouldn't show up and he should just sit down. And Matt Jones, is what kind of quarterback is he? And they throw in the third string wide receivers like they didn't even have a chance and they end up winning the game.
So let me ask you this, Kai. Are you giving him a shovel for his prediction or the fact that he didn't bring it up today at all during the show?
And he didn't bring it up. I was just about this. He didn't bring it up at all. I wanted to call, but I said, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone. And you know what? You still have Kyle Shanahan, a creative play caller, and he gets guys open, and he makes the necessary adjustments in the game from series to series. That's a coach. And I want my coach to – you know what? I'm not even going to get on that. I'm just going to give my prediction to the score. I'm going 26-24, the Houston Texans. I never – and you know what? It hurts me to say this, but I don't think we have it, fellas, and I don't think we're going to make the necessary adjustments. Everybody say, yeah, we're going to run the ball this time, run the ball, and you can throw on the Texans. Well, guess what? The Texans got a good defense, and if they don't make the adjustments, the necessary adjustments, they're going to lose.
Hey, God,
and Nico Collins is one of the underrated wide receivers in the NFL. Who's going to guard him? So I'm just, man, I don't know, man.
All is lost.
410-583-1057, that's the number.
Ravens win.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, what has to go wrong for the Ravens to lose? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.